Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. This line has made it into the heads of almost everyone with ears. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen topped the charts at number one for 9 weeks, starting in February 2012. The fact that I heard the Justin Bieber version of this song before Carly Rae Jepsen's probably shows just how unknown she was before her smash song became popular. I almost feel bad that I heard Bieber's version first, but then again, Carly's version ended up being far more popular. The simple lyrics allow for even the most musically challenged to sing along and enjoy the song without even thinking too much, or at all. The first few notes instantly prepare you for 3 minutes and 20 seconds of amusing and catchy music. A mix of an upbeat tune and bubbly lyrics made the song an instant hit. The song unfolds like a story. It starts out slow and soft, and then builds up like a wave, gaining strength to the chorus, then fades out in the end as slowly and softly as it started. Something unique that you can't pick out in many other pop songs is the violin. You can hear it all throughout the song, piercing the melody as if it's trying to remind us it's there. It is especially audible in the chorus between the "Hey, I just met you" and the "And this is crazy." Violin overtones are unusual for a pop song these days. Usually all you can hear is auto-tuned voices and fake sound effects. I applaud the writers, producers, and even Jepsen for stepping out of the box. This witty song is a mix of an upbeat tune and blissful lyrics, and it is thoroughly enjoyable every time it comes on the radio. There's nothing dark about it, nobody dies, and it isn't a depressing breakup song like many popular songs. This makes it appealing to many people. Kids love it, teens love it, and even old people love it. A large audience is what makes pop songs like these so popular. You don't have to examine the lyrics closely to know this is a song about a girl struck with love at first sight. She describes her secret obsession when she says, "Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night, wind was blowing, where you think you're going, baby." This girl is clearly infatuated with this man, a feeling many of us have felt when we spot an attractive guy. Finally, we get to the famous lines of the chorus. These lines aren't deep or reflective, but they make us want to dance. Aside from the prose of this fun song, there's one phrase that makes zero sense to me. Every time Carly says, "Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad," I think, what does she mean? I don't know if it's just me, but this sounds really dumb. How can you miss someone before they're even in your life? But if it makes sense to her, then so be it. Catchy songs like Call Me Maybe are fun while they last, but soon become annoying. Maybe it's all part of the fun with pop songs. They show up out of nowhere, become a hit, and eventually die out. Who knows, but I love them.